You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, along with Bob in Master Control. Stephen Pickford is in Studio West Beaconsfield, enjoying his time. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing fine.
We got a very special guest online today because we have one of the themes that I enjoy, particularly on Travel World, is the whole thing about revitalization, renewal. The thing about people taking care of their city, civic pride, the whole bit. And Mary Gallagher, our correspondent, is going to be covering that in spades from the town of Charleston, South Carolina. Well, Mary also has a guest online as well. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back on, and I'm happy to be here in Charleston, too. It's a beautiful, sunny day, and probably going to be about 70 degrees. Can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, Mary's among the lucky people, so.
Right, and that's right. And with me is Paul Stracy, who's the general manager of the Charleston Place Hotel, right in the heart of the historic Old Town.
Hello, Mary. How are you? Hello, guys.
How you doing?
Welcome to Travel World. Thank you so much.
Now, Mary, as I understand it, the hotel is part of the heart and soul of this whole revitalization project.
Right. Paul and I were talking about how this looks like a historic hotel, but it's actually about 20 years old. And it was started, this was like a bad area of town, and the mayor.
That's right, yeah. About 20 years ago, the area that the hotel stands on was a pretty empty lot, basically the whole block we're on, and consequently all the stores and restaurants and things around were really relatively, you know, old and somewhat deserted and what have you. And the mayor, who's an incredible guy, Mayor Riley, who's been mayor for a long time, had a sort of the brainchild of building this 440-bedroom luxury hotel right in the middle of it. And obviously that seemed like a strange thing to a lot of people. And we have the oldest preservation society in the country here. And everyone was a little worried about a big hotel coming in and spoiling at least the good historic buildings that were here. And they built a really clever building that fits in beautifully, and you really can't tell it's a new building. It really fits in, and consequently, over the years, it's revitalized the whole downtown, and now it's a pristine, beautiful city with vibrant streets and shops and cafes and restaurants. It's just an amazing success story of revitalizing what was a lovely city back into a beautiful city again.
And you're right in the heart of everything there. You can walk to every attraction that you'll want to see directly from the Charleston Place Hotel.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have people here park their car, actually rent a car, park it, and never use it, realize they didn't need it, and can spend a week just wandering around this fantastic place.
You know, another thing about it, for being such a historic district, this Charleston is flat. So if you have, you know, like if you have someone in your family, you can be multi-generational and grandma has to have a wheelchair part of the time, you can still manipulate the city quite easily.
Yeah, no problem at all.
That's one of the nice things about urban renewal and revitalization, that you can actually think of taking your family, grandma, grandpa, the kids, to a place like that, that at one time, I mean, when we're talking about the early 80s, late 70s, a time when urban decay was at its worst, and when people were feeling, you know, down about themselves, depressed, things were falling apart, and it was really tough to look up and see that things were going to get better. So I would say that the people who had this idea of this grand hotel had great vision.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I took a buggy tour, and then I took a walking tour, and in both cases I did two different areas of the city. Well, the buggy tour was fantastic because you're up off, you know, a little bit higher, so you can peek over the fences and the gates into people's house, you know, into their little patios and yards. So see all the plantings and the statuary, and that was, I just couldn't find a house that was run down. These houses, you know, from 1800, 1820 with their little historic plaques on them, everything was in pristine condition. It was just wonderful.
And the guides are so good, too. They really explain the history, and they have a great sense of humor about them, and they go through quite a rigorous training in order to be a guide. They're fantastic. They're almost like actors. They're incredible.
They have that often. I mean, guides who are like interpreters, on whether it's on a plantation or any kind of a historical center, it's nice when they have that great sense of people about them. That's right.
I actually went on a carriage tour last night with some guests, and I hadn't done it for a while, and it's great fun. It really is.
It gives a great overview of the city, because you can just walk down a street and you can soak in the ambiance, but if you actually know what the significance of those buildings are and the architectural details of the historic buildings, it gives you so much more pleasure.
Oh, I know, and they wrap in the Civil War history, and, you know, a cannon hit this building and all that sort of thing. This one was rebuilt after the earthquake and all those sorts of things. They'll tell you exactly what it all means. Yeah, it's great.
This is a big site for Civil War buffs, and I think we see a lot of that. They also have a great maritime museum. If you're into aquariums, the aquarium's only a few years old, and there's a number of other museums that you, like Paul said, you don't even need a car. You can just walk to so many things.
I mean, the first shots of the Civil War were fired from our harbor here.
Yeah, Fort Sumter.
That's it. Yeah. And we were everything that they call it here the War of Northern Aggression.
Yeah, it all depends on what side you're looking at, huh?
Exactly. But we really were everything that the North really felt was the South. You know, it was a very, very, very popular, very aristocratic, very wealthy city. And it sort of typified the way the North thought of the South. So it was a real target during the Civil War, and went through a hell of a lot of ordeals through the whole thing. It was amazing.
That entire conflict, first of all, our next guest, our next correspondent at the bottom of the hour, Vic Phillips, is a great buff on the history of that. But one of the interesting angles which piques this particular show's interest is the fact that here in Quebec, the secessionist movement is motivated by almost the same desires that motivated the secessionist movement in the South, and that was self-determination. And in fact, one of the other interesting and another interesting connections to this particular show is the fact that one of our transmitters, WABV 59 at Abbeville, South Carolina, was smack dab in the city where the secessionist movement in the United States began and ended.
Ah.
In Abbeville, right, Steve?
Yes, Abbeville, South Carolina. And and also have the distinction that they used to have a exhibit there, Monkey World, in the 30s, that was apparently one of the Depression's biggest attractions in the Southeast, bigger than Orlando, which Orlando at the time was just a speck on the map. But Abbeville, there were pictures when we went there of cars in the 30s, people coming to look from Atlanta and Charleston and Columbia and Charlotte, coming to Abbeville to see the monkeys. And of course, that attraction ended around the Second World War because they couldn't get as much food for the monkeys. They didn't want to put the monkeys down, so many of the local townspeople adopted them. And there were pictures of the Chamber of Commerce of some of these monkeys still in the 50s. People would dress them up in their Sunday best and in suits and would walk down the street with them. So.
And one of them grew up to start a travel agency in Dollar DeSarmo.
Pretty ugly kid you got there.
Well, I learned something about the Charleston area. That's right.
Well, you know,
another thing that I think is really fun is all the different events and festivals that they have here. They just ended up a huge wildlife exposition, and they have photography, sculpture, paintings, everything, and the hotels get packed for that. And then later, of course, they have the music festivals, and Spoleto is the biggest. This will be the 29th year for that program.
Yeah, I mean, they bring in absolute world-class artists to that Spoleto Festival. It's amazing. Absolute world-class, famous actors doing productions of plays in very small venues. It is quite phenomenal.
We're going to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show, coming back with Charleston, South Carolina. Stay listening.
You're You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network. And
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal with Bob Cassini, of course, in Master Control. Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield. Isn't this a great show, everybody from everywhere coming together? Special guest online from Charleston, South Carolina, talking all about the great new stuff and the urban renewal revitalization is our correspondent, Mary Gallagher, making us jealous because she's down in one of my favorite places, the Carolinas. Once again, Mary, you've got the drop on us.
Well, you know, Mr. Stracy, the manager of the hotel here, lives here, so he's got us all beat no matter what.
Oh, I tell you.
What a place to live. I've got to tell you that the beaches are just fabulous. The weather's great. It's a lovely, safe city, great for families.
Well, go ahead, rub it in. Rub it in.
I hope my company, Orient Express, leave me here forever. I love it.
You know, another thing that I noticed here, and Paul and I have been talking about, is the restaurant explosion.
Mm.
You just can't imagine. Last night I had just the most incredible meal at a newer restaurant called Fish. And the manager there and the owner were telling me that the competition, because there are so many restaurants, so many good restaurants, the competition is what makes them all strive even harder.
It's quite phenomenal. It really is. For a relatively small city, we have countless restaurants and some really good ones. I mean, we are a luxury hotel, and of course, our restaurants, we believe, are absolutely world-class.
I can certainly attest to that because on my 1997 trip, we had dinner at the Charleston place, and it was certainly
great.
Excellent.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. But, you know, we're in stiff competition with a lot of other restaurants in town. And, you know, there's very few cities that have the number of really good restaurants that Charleston does. It's amazing.
Hey, Steve, that sounds like an invitation to me.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry thinking about it, yes.
Well, then again, like we were talking about the walkability of the city, you know, Fish that we went to last night was 7 blocks from the hotel. I was at another one yesterday called, they call it SNOB, like snob, only it's, I always forget the N, of course.
And that's an interesting story in itself. Because
that would be my restaurant.
It's an interesting story. They call it snob because in the old days, the wealthy part of the town is north of Broad. So the snob stands for slightly north of Broad.
That's actually a very interesting phrase, and I'm going to use that in my daily conversation.
Right. And then we also ate at one called McCrady's, and that was wonderful. And they've just opened a wine bar. And even midweek, you know, these places are packed.
Yeah. They really are.
And there's a lot of people out in the street. I mean, the weather's decent, but it's not the prime season quite yet, and there's still people everywhere.
Yeah, it's a very lively downtown. A lot of young people out, and a really nice feel. It really is.
Sounds like it's an actual fun atmosphere. You go out there,
yeah,
and there's all kinds of activity, but it sounds like this kind of place where there's activity everywhere. We can sit down and really enjoy the evening.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think of somewhere, you know, somewhere like the South, Charleston, as being a bit traditional and that sort of thing. It is, but it's also mixed in with a really modern, sophisticated, vibrant set of people. I mean, it's a really interesting mix. It really
lots
is.
Of fun, I entirely bet. One thing also about the climate and the weather down there, when I was out in Abbeville, which is more or less the same latitude, the whole thing about the Carolinas is just how nice it is there almost year-round.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
we were there, we were able to sleep with the windows wide open, completely comfortable, and that sweet, fresh air. Regardless
yeah.
whether you're in a city or whether you're out in the country, the air is just so nice.
Yeah.
Well, you Canadians, you know, you've got natural antifreeze running in your veins, so you could sleep with the windows open anywhere.
Well, it depends on how much of it I drink, but...
Yes, that was not blueberry juice we put in your room.
You'd have loved it here. I think a couple of days after New Year's, it was 80 degrees, went down to the beach.
Rub it in, why don't you? Rub it in. But that's what we're supposed to be doing with the antifreeze, is rubbing it in.
right. The other thing, of course, this is a huge golfing area. It's just because of the mild climate, and you know, in everywhere in the States and stuff, people are big golfers. They come down, they'll golf twice a day in some of these areas.
We really have some of the country's finest golf courses.
We should have Vic Phillips online right now, because in addition to making me jealous for being down there, in a place where there's rich Civil War history, and then on top of that, golf courses all the time, now Vic wants to go.
Yeah, the stunning, stunning golf courses. You've got the famous one, Kiowa, that many will know, that home of the Ryder Cup in 91. One of the courses out there is designed by Jack Nicklaus. It's got three holes actually on the ocean, just beautiful. We've got another beautiful one, Wild Dunes, one of the top 100 in the country on the ocean. Several new ones that have opened up quite close to the hotel, about 20 minutes from us. There's a beautiful one called Rivertown, just absolutely superb, done by Arnold Palmer. Just an amazing variety of golf courses. If you're into golf, this is the place.
Unbelievable. Steve, what other things do you think that Vic would be jealous of down there?
Well, he also enjoyed, I remember he was with me on the 1997 tour, and just, again, around 20, 30 minutes outside of Charleston, beautiful gardens, beautiful plantations. You just transpose yourself again into another more gracious era, and that was a great day.
One other thing you are missing, Charleston is famous for beautiful women. Absolutely famous.
He's got to bring that up.
Southern Belles, just gorgeous, gorgeous ladies everywhere.
And especially this time of year, they're wearing less and less, which is...
coming out like the flowers, right? No, I'm going to take a plantation tour this afternoon, and I did that one other time a number of years ago when I was here, and at that time the azaleas were... I mean, it was acres, like acres of azaleas. I could not believe it. And seasonally, you know, there are a lot of trees that stay green here, and then there's a lot of flowers. There's one blooming now, one tree blooming now that doesn't have any leaves on it. It only has flowers. And so through each season, something naturally planted or naturally growing then appears.
Yeah, people come down here just to look at the gardens. In a couple of weeks here, everything starts blooming, and we're into sort of what other people have in the summer blooming by, you know, beginning of April, mid-April, we're in full bloom, and sort of tropical plants like hibiscus and those sorts of things are in full force mid-April. So a lot of people come down to look at the homes and gardens. It's just phenomenal.
And the perfumes that flowering trees like that put in the air as you walk through. That's one thing that I could just never get my mind off of when I was last down in the Carolinas, was just the kind of scent that the flowers put in the air. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You want to stay down there, breathe it in, sit down and relax. And that's the other nice thing about a southern town like Charleston, South Carolina, is that the pace is not quite as frenetic as you'd find in almost any other cosmopolitan area.
Absolutely. People are incredibly friendly.
Yeah, that's
incredibly friendly.
A little bit on that, Mary. What have you found in terms of the friendly people of the of the Carolinas?
Everybody, whether it's wait staff, whether it's your tour organizer, or the young college girl, there's a wonderful college here, and a lot of those students are employed in the hospitality industry. And they're great. I mean, they love it here. Maybe they lived in New Jersey or somewhere else, and then some of them, they just stay here. They come back, they go to school, and they have these jobs, and they're big ambassadors for the town because they love it.
You're absolutely right. There's an incredible amount of pride of people that live here and work here. It's just hard not to get soaked up in it. It's just an incredible atmosphere that really sucks people in, and the pride comes out and the friendliness, and everybody wants visitors to enjoy their city. They want visitors to come look at it, and they're proud of it.
And they're happy to give you directions. They're happy to give you advice on this or that or everything. Everybody's just kind as can be.
The correct directions. Yeah, but you know, that's just the amount of times that we've traveled in the past. But what you're talking to me about is the pride that you get, which is the true mark of urban renewal and friendliness, because you come from a time when people are feeling down about themselves now to a place where they put in this beautiful hotel with respect towards the building surrounding it. You'd never know that it was such a recent building. And now places just come into full bloom with friendly people and tons to do, a fun and entertaining place with great restaurants. Mary, sounds like you picked another winner this time.
I think so. I think this one has worked out really well. And I think everybody would enjoy coming here, or even people like from Canada or the Northeast U.S. traveling down need to stop for a couple of days in Charleston.
We get that. We do. We get people from Canada driving down to Florida will stop off here for a few days.
You got 20 seconds to give us some telephone numbers and websites before we've got to close the segment.
We'll start with the Charleston Place Hotel, www.charlestonplacehotel.com. And I'll give you an 800 number, 800-611-5545.
That's it. Thanks for joining us on Travel World once again.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal, Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield, and we've got another special guest online, our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips, who just went to Arizona. Vic, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Willem. Good seeing you or hearing from you again. And I'll tell you, like everybody else, we were sure anxious to get out of town this winter. Nothing but snow and ice storms in Toronto, frigid temperatures, and always cloudy skies.
Well, Arizona is always part of the annual tradition to get away. I think it's been from 1998-99, so around 6-7 years straight. It's been part of the Travel World tradition to get down for at least a few days in Arizona. And, of course, this year you chose to stay a little longer because you just love it so much.
Yep, January, the coldest month of the year, no choice, had to go. In fact, one year I flew to Phoenix twice in 1 month just to see the sun. And, Stephen, you've traveled with me to Arizona many times, not only to Phoenix, but also Sedona and Tucson and other cities.
Oh, yes, we visited Mesa and Scottsdale. We've done the whole Valley of the Sun. And it's something very special because, first of all, when you get off the airplane, just the clear sky and nighttime in Arizona is very special, that the sky is so clear, you can see the stars. It's quiet. The lights are twinkling in the distance. It's a very magical place.
Right, and this time we decided to fly with Air Canada, my favorite and most reliable airline. And like all airlines, they do have some financial problems, but they're certainly not on the verge of bankruptcy like many American
airlines. No, they've actually restructured themselves. They're going strong. They reorganized themselves under Ace Aviation Holdings, and Robert Milton still leading it as chairman. Monty Brewer, a friend of the show, is now CEO. So, hey, things are looking good for them.
Yep. And my house is about 20 miles to the airport. It took me almost 3 hours to get to the airport as we ran into one of our usual big snowstorms and bumper-to-bumper traffic.
What makes you enjoy Arizona even more, knowing you're getting away from that?
Oh, yeah. 4 hours and 20 minutes direct flight to 350 days a year of sunshine. Now, we stayed once again at the Legacy Golf Resort, my favorite place to relax in the entire U.S. We stayed in one of those casitas, a one-bedroom, fully-equipped condominium, which has a full kitchen with refrigerator and stove, in-room safe, dishes and utensils, video cassette player, a washer and dryer, giant TV screen. And for Irene, my lady, best of all, it had a sofa bed. Now, Stephen, you'd understand why. That's where she escaped to from our king-size bed when my snoring became a bit unbearable. Oh, yeah. We enjoyed our new home so much that we stayed in and cooked dinner there several times. The Legacy is nestled in the foothills of Phoenix's South Mountain, beautiful view from the windows. On its 280 acres, we enjoyed a great exercise facility, giant outdoor pool, spa services, tennis courts, and for me, best of all, a very playable 18-hole desert golf course, which hosted an LPGA tournament in the year 2000. The course is lush. I don't know how those greenskeepers can grow beautiful grass in the desert.
Was it the course or the golfers, Vic?
I know, and I played that course many times, but this time I was out without my pal Steven. Now, he usually drives my cart.
Yes, that's my job.
Yep, that's your job, and you missed that course, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lovely course. It's very, very scenic, very quiet, and you're going through a residential area because they've built up houses around the course, and you have the views of the of the hills surrounding you and the skyline of downtown Phoenix, because of course you're only really around 5-10 minute drive from downtown and the airport.
Yeah, only a 10 minute drive, and while I was golfing, Irene enjoyed the tennis courts. And the Legacy is only 2 or 3 minutes' drive from some fantastic shopping in the area. Everything from the hundreds of stores at the giant Arizona Mills Shopping Center to the totally cheatsy outdoor shopping mall with upscale shops like Saks, Macy's, Gucci. And I hung out at that fancy place for a couple of days just for people watching. Lovely ladies brought their dogs, and they sat in the outdoor restaurant for lunch sipping noontime martinis. And the pooches were making friends with each other. And, Stephen, you know, both breeds
well,
are purebreds.
Oh, yeah, so watching the dogs reminds me of a time when you sat and watched the monkeys at the Toronto Zoo with Isabel Bassett, but we won't get into that.
No. But these dogs can misbehave in public, those lucky guys.
Oh, yes, makes you want to be a dog.
Yeah. Now, the Phoenix-Scottsdale area is home to more millionaires than any other part of the Southwest. Yet a stay at the shell-operated Legacy Resort is more than reasonable. Now, they also own the Orange Tree Golf Resort in Scottsdale and numerous other properties in the U.S. and Canada. Those properties are all ideal for seminars and banquets.
Well, they do a lot of business with corporate getaways, incentive trips, golf tournaments. I believe they have one in San Francisco, in Chicago, Northern Ontario or Northwestern Ontario. Yep, they're right around Shell Leisure Group.
Yep, and you can check out the Legacy on your computer if it's working. Mine isn't these days at www.legacygolfresort.com. Now, I know it's competition to the Legacy, but I was invited to play one game at another great golf course, almost walking distance from the Legacy. I thoroughly enjoyed the Raven Golf Club, which is one of the finest daily fee golf facilities in the Phoenix area. I lost a couple of balls in the water and had a tough time getting out of the challenging, most challenging sand traps I've ever encountered. But I strongly recommend a game at the Raven on Baseline Road. Now, Stephen, you remember you and I had lunch there last
year. Yes, very good lunch. Excellent lunch there. Sandwiches, mega sandwiches there at the Raven.
That's what convinced me to go play golf there this time, Stephen. You and I were looking out the window. I was knocking back a few cold brews, and I just had to play that course. I played about half a dozen different Arizona golf courses, most in the Phoenix area, and we consider that area probably the best for golfing in the U.S. in terms of weather and choice.
You've got the guaranteed weather. That's no doubt about that.
Yep, and you know, while we were there, Stephen, the temperature every day, we got lucky again. It was 75 to 80 and sunny in January. While every day I checked the paper, Florida was maybe 10 degrees cooler, and there was rain in most parts of the U.S., but as usual, Phoenix is sunny.
Well, even the years when we've gone, they said, oh, it's a little cooler than normal. It was still in the 60s. We didn't get down low temperatures. Night, it's a desert climate, so of course it does get a little cool at night, but very manageable and very bearable for those coming from the northeast. And rain practically non-existent. Even when they have a shower, it's like 15, 20 minutes, or it's overnight. It doesn't spoil your day.
No. And besides tennis and golf and all of the other sporting events, Arizona has hundreds of museums and art galleries, and many of which Stephen and I visited in the past.
Oh, yes. If you're into Southwestern art, into Indian artifacts, hey, Phoenix, that area,
yep,
totally open for that.
Now, this time I wanted to do something just a little different, so we actually took about a mile-long walk into the desert near Camelback Mountain, and we saw lots of cactus, birds, rabbits, and coyotes. And we watched where we stepped because of rattlesnakes, even though they're supposed to be hibernating.
Yeah, it's the time of year, but you never want to be too careful.
No, no. I remember that one time, the first time you and I arrived in Arizona, Stephen, we were at my first visit to a golf course, and the golf pro said, okay, if you haven't been here before, there are three things you have to watch out for: rattlesnakes, scorpions, and tumbling tumbleweed, which can slam into you. But, you know, I've never seen any of those things out there.
No, I think it's always better to be safe and keep your eyes open for it. Don't go looking for trouble.
No. And so that walk perked my interest in the desert. So then we trooped off to the Desert Botanical Garden, located right in the heart of Phoenix. And we joined an organized tour, which explained the different characteristics of the desert plants from all over the world. It's definitely a must to visit for adults and children. The cost is minimal, and it's in a beautiful setting with an outdoor patio cafe. The Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix is open year-round, and it's located near the Phoenix Zoo. Now, Stephen, you're a fan of those desert gardens.
Oh, yeah, desert gardens, because it's something that we don't see back home. You have to go to Arizona to see the desert, and, of course, what would be a trip to Arizona without seeing the desert up close?
Yep, and I remember one time, I think it was one of those gardens, someone said, oh, look at this this big rock. And I said,
oh, yes, Tucson, yes.
Yeah, and I picked it up and I dropped it by mistake, and it turned out to be a very valuable meteorite.
They should never put anything valuable in their hands.
No, not in my hands. So we've traveled and eaten all over the world, Stephen, from Bangkok to Montreal, Amsterdam to Israel. Yet one of my favorite places to chow down on some great beef and pork ribs is the Rustler's Roost in Phoenix.
Oh, yes, and a great view. You go there, the whole city is, the whole Valley of the Sun lays down right at your viewpoint.
Yeah, and it's just a five-minute drive from the Legacy Golf Resort. And I know Willem would love to chow down there. I mean, these giant, giant beef ribs and platters of beans and fresh baked bread. Man, oh man, is that...
Oh, mega steaks. The platter's there. You will not leave Rustler's Roost a hungry man.
Now, Phoenix is one very special city, and Arizona is a great state to visit. Now, Stephen, you didn't get there this winter. Don't tell me you don't miss it.
No, I do miss it. And when you talk about it, I want to get there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I know. Now, after saying goodbye to that friendly staff and legacy...
Vic, we're going to have to get to that point following the break.
All right.
This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal. Your premier community bank. 100 Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Pork Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal. Stephen Pickford's in Studio West in Beaconsfield. And once again, we've got Chief Correspondent Vic Phillips online with us, who's discussing one of our perennial favorite destinations, Arizona. Vic, welcome back.
Thanks, Willem. You know, Stephen, I often think back to the most dangerous, scary drive I've ever been on with you, and that's and I was going to do it again this year, but I just didn't have the courage. And that's the Apache Trail Drive. Do you remember that one?
Oh yes, that was on our first trip to Arizona, and when we were staying in Mesa. And of course, if somebody is a bit scared of heights or the open environment that trail represents, so they should be forewarned about it.
Oh yeah, you're driving along mountain trails. Sometimes you have to pull your car over. Two cars can't get by at the same time. And I don't remember guardrails, do you?
No, most of it did not have guardrails. I would say maybe two-thirds of the route did not have any guardrails. Of course, if you are planning to take the steamboat ride, you're better to give them a call, and they will pick you up at your hotel.
Yeah. Now, you know, Arizona does have everything. As I say, it's one of my favorite places. And, of course, it's the history, because I just, like a lot of guys, I like cowboys and Indians. And that's Geronimo territory, the Apaches, who fought the cavalry in the old Wild West. And Wyatt Earp is buried in Tombstone. His third wife was a Jewish lady, and he's buried in Tombstone. And, you know, it's not all that expensive. You can live in Arizona on the cheap, too. Stephen, you and I visited trailer parks in Mesa. And we saw people who, you know, plop down $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 for a trailer. They pay a couple hundred dollars a month condominium fee, and they enjoy life. They escape the winters.
Yes, it's a great retirement getaway destination. People for long-term stays, they go from November through to March, April, and it can be a very reasonably priced alternative to Florida.
Yeah, and then on the other side of the coin, the other extreme, if you've got a lot of money, Scottsdale's the place to be. I'd put it in with Palm Beach and some other places we've been to.
Over the upscale houses, the upscale dining and shopping choices, for sure.
Yeah. So after saying goodbye to all those friendly people at the Legacy, it was only a 10-minute drive back to the airport, where I received one heck of a surprise. Air Canada put me in the executive class. That's what they used to call first class, I guess.
Yes, domestic services executive first.
Yeah, and what a treat. Big, wide leather seats, wine and liqueurs, a movie we could actually see and hear, unlike the general seating on most airlines. But, you know, Stephen, because the plane was full, get this, I had to watch the first class passengers eat the different food than me. Irene and I were eating food that the others were eating at the back of the plane.
Well, they still remembered that back, I think, in 1995 when you went to St. John's, Newfoundland, and you sat in the last row of the plane, they gave you the business class meal. So it was just payback time.
Yeah. Now, I won't mention the other airline that I was flying back from Phoenix on, and it's one of the U.S. airlines. In fact, it might have gone bankrupt. I'm not sure. Where I got on the plane, and someone else had my seat. They'd issued two tickets for the same seat by mistake, and the plane was full. And I had to stand or go and sit in the washroom. That was one bad trip.
Oh, yes, the throne room where you have been known to even do a radio show from sometimes.
Yep. So anyway, so there we were in first class, and I had to pass on the regular meal. So what I did was I drank my way back to the frigid north. And I'm sitting here in Toronto right now looking out the window. Heavy snow. It's, 20 below zero. And I have pictures all over the wall of Phoenix, Tucson, Sedona, and I'm planning another trip there next year. Now, what about you, Stephen?
Well, in my living room, we have our little miniature desert landscape here, and we have a souvenir I brought back from Arizona previous trip, a decorative cactus made out of glassware. It's a glass, colored glass that reflects the light. So, hey. Arizona memories.
And you remember all those museums we visited? Now, we love museums. Do you remember many of those that we visited?
Oh, we went to Frank Lloyd Wright House, Taliesin. We went to the Heard Museum of Southwestern Art and Artifacts. And we went downtown Phoenix, the Science and History Museums right there as well.
Now, Willem, when are you going to get to Arizona? You're one of our favorite people. You've never been to our favorite state.
Well, the next time you actually organize a trip and you don't bump me off because you don't want me around.
Oh, no, Willem. don't be like that. No. You belong in Arizona. I can see you right
in the heart. I've always had a thing for going to Arizona. The last time I was there was last year when I went to Las Vegas and Steven weaseled out of the trip.
I was on my deathbed.
Yeah. Anyway, we went there, and I went to visit the Hoover Dam, so I saw both sides. It's about as close as I've been. The other side, the other time I was closest to getting to Arizona was coming from Albuquerque, New Mexico, when I actually drove west on the interstate, stopped off in Gallup, and that's where I got that picture taken of me on Route 666, South 666. So one of these days I plan to get down there. I've seen some great things about Phoenix and also Mesa. Beautiful area. You know, one thing, Travel World, we absolutely adore the American Southwest. I know the closest I'm going to be coming this year will be Salt Lake City. And in fact, a little bit closer, I'll be going to Provo in June. So I'll be spending some time in Utah. But that whole region is tremendously interesting to me. So one of these years, I'm going to end up in Phoenix. So we'll see.
Now, one year, Stephen and I ended up at a dude ranch where we stayed for 4 days. That's one of the other things we did.
We have the White Stallion Ranch around 15 miles from Tucson.
Now, that was interesting because when we arrived at the dude ranch, there were 43 women, and we were the only two guys. And the 43 women were taking horseback lessons. They wanted to stay there. They were staying there for a couple of weeks. Very few from the U.S. or Canada. Most of them were from Europe and Japan. And so we quickly made 43 friends.
It's easy to see because these places, these dude ranches, is amazing for people from all the world who come there, all walks of life. And so you want to go there, get a bit of escapism, and that's one thing that's very definite you're going to get in Arizona, is an escape from the day-to-day, an escape from reality. And even if it is your reality, it's one of the greatest places on earth to be. It's warm, it's sunny, and even the hot air, when it does get warm in the summertime, it's a nice dry heat that I remember from Albuquerque was... You can carry a little bit of water with you. You're still going to have a great time. And, you know, it's a paradise for people like you, Vic, because of all the golf courses around there. Every time I see a golf course, I think Vic's got to try this place.
And, you know, I write a lot of magazine and newspaper articles when I get back, all on travel. And I've written more on Arizona than any other location in the world. It's so easy to write about. I just finished one on fast draw gunslingers in Arizona from the past.
I'd like to see some of these articles. Of course, Vic is a well-known author. You've published a few novels, so your writings are actually very fun to read.
Oh, thank you very much. I've written a couple that have become bestsellers, so I got lucky on that. And incidentally, I just wrote an article for a Jewish newspaper and on the fastest gun in the West from Arizona, a guy by the name of Black Jack Newman, a Jewish gunslinger. Now that is totally unusual. And he gunned down quite a few guys in the 1860s, and no one could beat him on the fast draw.
One of those great historical tidbits from that one learns when they visit Arizona. And the web address again, legacygolfresort.com, 1-888-8284, that's F-O-R-E, for Legacy Golf Resort, Phoenix.
One of the things we particularly enjoy here in Travel World is all the connections of the different places that we've gone. And we have yet another nebulous connection because we explored one earlier before the break when Mary Gallagher was our guest. One of the things here, Vic, you mentioned Tombstone, Arizona, and Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp was born in Iowa, right just southwest of Des Moines, southeast of Des Moines, in a place called Pella that Stephen and I visited.
Yes, we visited Pella, so we saw his birthplace.
I didn't know that.
Des Moines, Iowa, of course, is current home base to another one of our correspondents, Cynthia Fodor, who has
been many times to Arizona with Vic Phillips, so everyone's connected.
There you go.
Well, there I fell in love with a lady from Iowa in Arizona, which you can easily do.
That's it. So, Vic, thanks once again for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. I'm looking forward to future segments, and I really would like to read some of the articles that you write because I've always found your writing to be interesting, so...
Thanks, boys, and it's been a pleasure being on the show. Travel World's just a great place to visit on the dial, and I've enjoyed being a guest again.
Okay, thanks once again. That'll wrap it up for this show. For all of us at the Travel World Radio Show, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Pizzin.
And Vic.
And we'll see you again, boys, on the road.
Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.